Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
There are those who believe that faith and science are incompatible. Their view is that faith is a blind leap into the dark, that it is belief without evidence, and that science, on the other hand, is coming to conclusions based on observation, that is, conclusions based on evidence, and that there is no room for faith in science. Well, are faith and science opposed to one another? Is faith valid in a scientific world? Well, these are the questions that we want to consider on our program today. Now, some people think that faith is opposed to science. Their concept is that science is a study concerned with observation and the accumulation of facts, while faith is believing something without any evidence whatsoever. Well, their definition of science is correct, but their definition of faith is not correct. Believing that is based on a mere whim without any evidence is what is called blind faith, and that's not the faith of Christians. Biblical faith is built upon evidence. Yes, faith is a conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11, verse 1. But that does not mean that this conviction is without evidence. And we're going to talk about that later in the program. But first, let's talk about science. Well, what is science? Well, natural science is defined as systematized knowledge derived from observation, study, and experimentation carried on in order to determine the nature or principles of what is being studied. The key components of science are testing and observation. If something cannot be tested, observed, and tested again, then it cannot be proved by the typical scientific method. Now, science is not a bad thing. Science involves the finding of facts through observation and experimentation, and facts are a good thing. People of faith are not opposed to facts. We are opposed to those in the name of science who try to push a false theory on us and call it fact. But we're not opposed to science and its pursuit of facts. And also, science has contributed immensely to the well-being of mankind. Its discoveries and inventions have bettered our lives in many ways. Just think of the medical advancements that have improved our health and cured our diseases. No Christian can be anti-scientific, because science has been a means God has employed to bring blessings to us. But we need to understand that science is limited. First of all, science cannot test all that falls within the realm of what is true. It is not the final determiner of truth. For example, unique historical events are outside the realm of natural science, because those events cannot be tested or observed, but they are true nonetheless. For example, the life of Abraham Lincoln cannot be observed by science, but all would believe it to be true that he was president of the United States during the Civil War. Science can only test and observe evidence that exists in the present. And secondly, science is not able to make value judgments. Now, the results of scientific study might have an effect on how people make value judgments, but ultimately, it is the people, not the methods, that argue values and morals. Morality neither starts nor ends with science. But the point we're making is science is not the final standard of all that is true and morally right. It is too limited for that. But we also need to understand that science is based on faith. You know, many people think that religion is based on faith, and science is just based on observation. But the fact is that science is not only based on observation, but it is also based on faith. Without faith, scientists could not do their work. Let me read what John W. Klotz, Ph.D., said about science and faith. He said, and I quote, "We must recognize that all science is based on a great deal of faith. Faith in the correctness of basic scientific assumptions, faith in the integrity of other scientists, faith in the accuracy of their observations. It is not true that the Christian walks by faith and the scientist by sight. It is very obvious that also the scientist walks much of the way by faith. End of quote. Now notice, he mentions faith in the integrity of other scientists. You see, scientists are not experts in every field of study, and therefore must rely upon the studies and conclusions of other scientists. Well, to do that, they must have faith in the integrity of other scientists. Dr. Klotz also mentions that science is based on faith in certain assumptions. One of the assumptions that scientists accept by faith that Klotz mentions is the assumption of uniformity. He said that the scientist, quote, assumes that the natural laws and principles which he discovers in his laboratories hold throughout time and space. He says, actually, it is only by making this assumption that the scientist is able to work at all. End of quote. In other words, the scientist does his work by faith. It should also be observed that the scientific method as we know it today began in the 16th century among people who were believers in God, monotheists. The Greek polytheists of the past were competent scientists, but they failed to employ what is known as the experimental method. You see, they viewed the universe as capricious and irregular, and therefore not capable of systematic study. But the monotheists, those who believed in the one true God, reasoned that the universe must be orderly and worthy of investigation because it was the work of an intelligent creator. Paul Little wrote concerning these scientists in his book, Know Why You Believe. He said, in pursuing scientific research, they were convinced they were thinking God's thoughts after him. End of quote. Well, the point is, scientists who use the experimental method in their research are doing their work by faith. Faith in the assumptions that the universe is orderly, that it operates according to a pattern, and that therefore one can predict its behavior. Therefore, faith and science are not incompatible. They are not opposed to one another. Now, what about the Christian's faith? Critics charge that the Christian's faith is a blind leap into the dark. By this they mean that even though there is no evidence for what Christians believe, they believe it anyway. Well, their charge is false. As we have already mentioned, biblical faith is built upon evidence. Yes, faith is a conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11, verse 1. But it is not without evidence. It is a mistaken concept to think that all faith is devoid of evidence. Faith does not require one to be an eyewitness of everything believed, but it should rest upon proper evidence. For example, I have faith that my mother really is my physical mother. I do not have scientific proof of this, but the evidence is such that it would be unreasonable for me to think otherwise. There are eyewitnesses and documents as evidence. Now, I believe it to be true, even though I was not an eyewitness. You see, it's not a blind faith. When it comes to faith in God as Creator, we believe that the evidence is such that it warrants the response of faith, even though one cannot scientifically prove everything about God. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Romans 1, verse 20 reads, for since the creation of the world, His, that is God's, invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These passages are saying that the natural world around us provides evidence for God. By looking at and observing the world around us, by means of the scientific method even, we learn, first of all, nothing comes from nothing. In other words, every effect must have an adequate cause. And we also learn, number two, the design characteristic of our world demands an intelligent designer. And so we believe in a God who created, even though we did not see Him do it. Now, it's not a blind faith, but faith based on evidence. Again, faith and science are not incompatible. We also see that the Christian's faith is built upon evidence by looking at the account in John chapter 20, verses 24 to 31. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, but one of them, Thomas, was not present. The other disciples who had seen Jesus said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." Well, Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, his attitude is like many today. "I'm not going to believe unless I see." Well, after 8 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples again, and Thomas is with them. Then he said to Thomas, that is, Jesus said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Thomas believed because he saw Jesus. But notice what Jesus then said to Thomas. He said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus indicates here that one can believe without seeing. But how can one believe without seeing? We'll look in the very next two verses, verses 30 and 31. John records, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Now John says that he had recorded some of the signs that Jesus had done for the purpose of producing faith in those who have not seen. The miracles that Jesus did were signs testifying of who Jesus was and is. You see, God provided these miracles as evidence of the deity of Jesus, not only for those who saw them, but also for those who did not see them. Jesus expects those who did not see them to believe on the testimony of those who did see. This is the reason John, an eyewitness, recorded the signs that Jesus did. Even though we have not seen these signs firsthand, they were done in the presence of eyewitnesses so that we might believe. But someone might object and say, "Since we did not see them firsthand, how can it be proven that Jesus did them?" Well, they are as much proven as any event recorded in history. We did not see George Washington, but we believe that he was the first president of the United States. Why? Well, because of the historical documents that we have concerning his life. Well, in the same way, the life and works of Jesus Christ are recorded in reliable historical documents. It is a fact of recorded history. And so our faith in God and in Christ Jesus is based upon evidence. And so, is faith valid in a scientific world? Well, yes, indeed. Faith is a part of life. One cannot live life without faith. And faith and science are not opposed to one another, as science itself requires a degree of faith. Faith and science are compatible. We should avoid viewing these as opposites and start seeing how they can work together. One does not disprove the other. Instead, they can enhance and help each other. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you have a question for our program, and we would like for you to send it in. There are three ways that you may send in your questions. You may email it in, and our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. And our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.